And today, President Trump is expected to face questions about how he'll temporarily suspend immigration into the U.S. by executive order. And in Congress, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is predicting that the Senate will soon pass additional money for small business coronavirus relief. Here he is on CNN.
Staff was up all night writing. There are still a few more I's to dot and T's to cross, but we have a deal.
Let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. And Tam, what do we know about what's in this deal and what isn't in this deal? The sticking point had been extra money for states, which Democrats wanted.
Right. So this is sort of a booster shot, if you will, to follow up on the CARES Act that passed last month. It includes additional money for the Paycheck Protection Program. That's the program to give money to small businesses, loans that are basically forgivable, a very popular program that ran out of money very quickly. So the idea is to give it more money so that more small businesses can actually get the money. There's also some money in there for healthcare providers and additional funds for testing. As you say, what's not in there is funding for states. States have said that there are major budget shortfalls as a result of the economic consequences and the extra spending related to the coronavirus. They had asked for $500 billion in funding. That's not in there. Democrats wanted that. And ultimately, the administration and Republicans said, no, not this time. But President Trump has tweeted he's urging passage of this new bill. And he's saying that as soon as he signs it, there will be discussions that will begin on the next phase that would include money for state and local governments for lost revenues from COVID-19. He also wants infrastructure investments for bridge tunnels, broadband, and also money for restaurants, sports, and he wants a payroll tax cut. Some of that stuff is a wish list of his, certainly, but there's already bipartisan effort and push to get money for states and local governments.
And what can you tell us about the president's plans for an executive order temporarily suspending immigration? We should note, of course, that a lot of immigration has already been suspended because of the coronavirus, but he tweeted last night he wants to protect American jobs and prevent the spread of infection. What are the concerns about going as far as he wants to go now?
Well, what I can tell you is that that tweet came at 10 o'clock last night, and we don't have much more information now than we did when that tweet came out. The administration has not released language or details or been particularly forthcoming about who would be affected, which classes of immigrants or anything like that. You know, there are questions about guest workers, but the thought is that those wouldn't be affected. But we simply don't know. But as you say, an economic advisor to the White House, Kevin Hassett, was asked, well, what would the economic impact of this be? And he said, quote, there's so little travel right now that at the margin, the policy change that was announced last night isn't going to be economically significant in the short run because there's no one going anywhere. And the national security advisor said that this is purely temporary. And now we wait and see what the executive order actually says. The Trump campaign is already sending messages to the president's supporters, hyping this up.
Right. I mean, one concern that we've heard about is that migrant workers who come in for the agriculture sector won't be able to come in. So we'll continue to watch that and what President Trump does. Tamara Keith, NPR White House correspondent, thank you.
You're welcome.